All righty. Well, you know what? 7:35 on a Tuesday means that we're going to check in and find out what's going on. Well, and this is kind of an expanded what's going on week with Magic Valley News. And I'm going to be talking here with Kathy. But, of course, today is New Year's Eve. Tomorrow, New Year's Day. So there's a lot of stuff going on this whole week. Kathy, good morning to you. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you? Are you ready to party for tonight?
Yeah, as long as it wraps up about 8:30, I'm a party goer there. Put me to bed about 8:30, 9 o'clock. I'm good.
Yeah, you sound like my son. So then, before you go to bed, here's what you do since that'll be, you know, your New Year's Eve deal. I read that what they do, like, I believe it's in Germany, is at midnight they open the front door to let out the old year and let in the new year.
I might lose a couple of dogs that way, but okay.
Anyhow, to begin with, Paul, we really want to thank you at Buck 94 FM for doing this radio chat with us every week. We really appreciate it. And we also want to thank everyone that has picked up our magazine at any of the over 200 distribution sites in the 21 cities and 7 counties in the Magic Valley and Minicaggia area. We have them.
Well, it's a pleasure. Yeah. Appreciate you saying that. So, yeah. We do appreciate it. Yeah. We have fun every Tuesday morning just kind of talking about what's fun out there. So, your magazines, they're out brand new. We got ours. I don't know about everybody else, but I've been thumbing through it here. And my goodness, there's a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah. If they aren't out yet, they'll be out today, so that, you know, because our goal is always to have them out by the first of the month, and that gets done by our ambassadors, Asa, Toby, Martin, and Janet, because they spend a lot of, you know, hard work and time getting those put out. So you want to see what we have going this week?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
All right, so, you know, today really is the last day of the December event issues, and the rest of the week is in January. Mm-hmm. So check out both of them to find out what's going on. So we all know today's the 31st, so there's a lot of things going on. You can check out page 13, you know, to see some of the events we found for New Year's Eve celebration. In January, we have 64 events.
Wow.
Plus our regular 38 repeats for a total of 102 events in January.
Yeah, that's a good deal. So, National Blood Donor Month, I see you've got listed here.
It is. And so on the 3rd is in Gooding. Gooding is doing their, at 9 a.m., they're going to have their community blood drive, and that will be at the fairgrounds. So those in the Gooding area or those that want to travel, go out and support that. And then also on the 3rd at 5:30 in Twin is Breanne Lynn at Red Hot Gastro Pub.
I met Breanne some time ago. She is a sweetheart, yeah. Perfect.
So, yeah. And then the 4th is Cabin Fever Day. When we were looking for events, I only found a few, but what you can do is you can check out the Twin Falls City website, and then under Park and Recreations, you can see all the events. But there's a bunch of different events starting at 11 a.m. at the Harrod Center.
So grab the kids and load them up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Reptile meet and greet. Kids are going to love that one.
That's the Harrod, isn't it, I think?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And then on the 6th at 10 a.m., Buell is having Mindful Mondays for school-age children at the library. And then down in the Rupert area at 7 p.m. on the 6th is a Rocky Mountain Comedy Show at Jay's Bar and Grill.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so...
Now, if people want to grab the magazine, you can get it at a lot of places where you eat, a lot of restaurants, you've got them there.
Right.
There's quite a few. I mean, that's kind of the one to remember. But you can also download it. You can just go to your website, and you got it right there, too.
You can, and it's on the left-hand side. But another thing you can do is you can get it sent to your email. Up in the left-hand corner, it says free sign-up.
There you go.
And that's at magicvalleynews.org. That's on the home page.
Sure.
So, and what you get is you get, you know, any time that we post something on our website, which don't think you're going to get something every day, because you don't.
Because Kathy is a little bit busy, right?
That's right. That's right. Because what you'll get is you'll get notification about the magazine, get it. And then, like, when we upload, because you send us this radio chat so that if someone's missed it, they can go online and listen to it yeah. that way. Now, if they want to and they want the paper fund, all they got to do is call me. Yep. And for $20 a year, and that's just the cost of postage, they'll get the magazine delivered to their mailbox.
Mailbox. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, we need to tell people. Now, I know it's not even January yet, but you, I know you, you've got plans for February. And so if you have, obviously, January, you've got to hit the print button on that. But February, how do we get a hold of you to get the stuff in for the February events?
For February, to get that information in or about getting the magazine delivered to your mailbox,
yeah.
you call 208-536-0094.
All right.
And if you, for some reason, I miss the phone, you know, the call, I do call back. So, and then be sure and look us up on Facebook, Magic Valley News, and we'll
yeah.
fun thing, and we'll chat with you next week.
There you go. All right. Well, Kathy, it's always a pleasure, and it will be a new year. So, you know, looking forward to that. So thanks so much. Appreciate your conversation here, and we are going to tell people to get that magazine. All right. Thanks.
Thank you, and you have a happy new year, Paul.
Same to you. All right. See you later. Bye-bye.
All right.
All right. There you go. Make sure you get that magazine. It's Magic Valley News. It's free. You can pick one up and grab one today. All right. George Strait's on the way.